so vile that it can't hide the smile which it casts. I can creep through that rag on a rope up a mast that got up their arse. They hope there's a flag, but it's not. So they grasp for some god, but he's dead or asleep. So instead, they just grope with their guns. And they hop and they skip and they jump and they run and they leap to the edges of madness and stop at the riches and wait. Throw bait to the wind, and they wind themselves up and get hungry for something to happen. The eagle you see needs a weapon, a web around its nest to prevent all the sun and the flies getting through the mud, alter the hue of their white flightless sun. Who can't lift a finger without some machine like a trigger? The dragon, however, and their disapprove, and they whisper, move to hear nasty. Both of them thirsty for power, they're cranking up louder that song on the box with some guy going on about not having nothing and not having nothing to lose. Snapping his teeth and wrapping his thumbs on a sickle of pride. There's a trickle of blood running still from the wound in his side, in the shape of a star. And he bellows and barks out for something like order or honor or trust. But the bird's got its head in some bush and it cushions its ears, so it just doesn't hear it. Near it, the dragon lies coiled and curious, oiled with furious cunning, running a ruby red tongue in vexed little circles among a porcelain teeth. Inside her, a billion babies there wait to be born. George be sat mourning the rangers while round him the White House turns red. But the dangers can wait till it's done with his pancakes and eggs. His good brother Jeff puts it up real good and real glossy. Well, my brother Ned, he's only 16, wiser than all of your posse, cleaner than all of your nights, and their nappies with sightseeing maps that they bought the kazoo. Well, they really ought to find chivalry. Didn't you say once the moon was the only such compass? Yeah, I did, but I think I was lying. They grow it in Texas. For example, I do, and I've ample room for unrest and such resource. Ha! The lion of British nobility, more like a kitten, you see. She just wants to be cute with everyone. And everyone gets rather pissed with opinionless kiss heads. So the bird and the bear and the lizard, they twist like a blizzard and turn upon me in my lion suit, muting my wizard's hat. Trying to change or explain this or that. Feeding my hospice of hope with another new joke. Every second I'm sat here, just another false warning, another fat, fanciful wishing man, seeking admission to history's honor and binding me there. Where if you go looking, my name, you'll be finding in book number 10 of the honorable day. You said that the very front line somewhat unworthy, life like my own, funny bit, man, it should be me who is crying out loud for permission to be. I'll be given death. There in my dreams I lie shaking, trying as hard as I can to take life from the rest of this can full of worms. And I burn in my sleep and I mumble a prayer and I wake. One day we will take it in turns.